Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, yes, from the Bronx in New York City. I apologize that I didn't have new episodes the previous week, but I had a lot going on, and I want to talk a little bit about what was going on last week. So if you're listening to this, recently my province, the Carmelite Order, has different provinces around the world. They're localized bodies of brothers living in community. So it's a way for them to maintain some sort of structured level of living at that localized concentration and et cetera. So that's in essence what a province is. But we had our chapter. Now, our chapter is a very important time. We have it as a province every 3 years. It's a general rule for each province around the world to have a chapter every 3 years. And a chapter is important because, A, it brings a multitude of the brothers together into one location. B, it is a time where we elect our new leadership, our new provincial, who is our head leader for the next 3 years. And he is given four counselors. So we elect those counselors and they guide the provincial in sort of giving him their wisdom and aiding him in different tasks that are currently needed within the province. And then finally, C, we look at our way of life and we see if we need to make any sort of changes to our statutes, our localized rules that sort of guide us, that are influenced and shaped by our religious rule and our constitution, which is a body of legislation and ideals given to the whole order for us around the world. So, you know, there's a lot of important things that go on at a chapter. And at the beginning of June, we had our two schools had 8th grade graduations with all the parties and festivities. And then I had the week of the chapter and et cetera. So the month of June, like Advent and Holy Week, are really the craziest, and I mean that in a good way, time of year. But this chapter, I think, is an important witness for the world. Why? Because just in my province alone, for example, we have guys from all over the United States, New Englanders, people that are from the Midwest and et cetera, which within the United States are somewhat different cultures. I can testify to that fact, having been in formation under formators that were from New England and seeing the different pulls and points of contention that was in existence between myself and them because of my sort of Midwestern rural farming background and et cetera. But also in my province, we have men from Trinidad and Tobago, a wonderful island country down in the Caribbean. Actually, I think those are the furthest south islands in the Caribbean chain. And we also have men from Vietnam. And, you know, so in essence, you could say we have a plethora of different cultures, and we're a very diverse group of men. But yet we come together every 3 years to reflect upon our way of life and to choose leadership body and et cetera. And in a world that seems to be becoming more and more divided, you know, on sort of political ideologies and in some very dangerous ways on race and creeds and et cetera, for group of men, and our sisters do the same thing too, mind you, coming together with such different cultures and backgrounds and experience, but coming together, gathered in unity around Jesus Christ, giving our diversity a chance to find those connecting points that allow beautiful fruits to sort of grow forward and to blossom and to become nourishing, etc. I think that's a witness that the world needs. If you want to see a little bit more on the ground reporting, if you go to my Facebook page, The Real Frank Fryer, that is The Real Frank Fryer, you can find live videos I did each of those days during the chapter, giving people live check-ins and stuff. But I just wanted to give a big picture of you today that as religious men gather together in allegiance to Jesus Christ, striving to have a pure heart and a stout conscience, I think that helps the world. It offers a world a witness to say, look at us. We are utterly diverse, you know, with maybe on the surface very few points of relationality. Western mind, Eastern mind, you know, Caribbean mindset, mindsets from the United States, and etc. But yet, we come together. We are joyful together. We strengthen each other together. We grow together. We challenge each other together. We support each other together. Instead of seeing these points of differences, and even with our ideas being different, we don't tear each other down. And I think that's one of the great gifts and witnesses of those in the consecrated religious life this day. You know, usually in a married context, they court each other, they get to know each other before they say yes. Well, I never got to decide who was going to be in the province before me. I had to say, this is the group. Do I feel called to this group? And my answer was yes. And they had to say, this is who the Lord sent us. Is this who we want in our group? And the province had to say yes. And with such an emphasis in our world today on diversity, and I think there's goodness that comes from that, seeing how we are different with each other so we can see maybe where our home bases, our home cultures might be falling short through the lives of other people. We can never forget that if in diversity, we need to have some aspect of unity. What is the thing that binds us all together? So even in our diversity, we can still have these bridges of communication, of dialogue, of intimacy. And obviously for us in the consecrated life within the Catholic Church, it is Jesus Christ. And I think that is something the world cannot fully give. We even see sort of the through the intersectionality lens that is being perpetuated to an nth degree on our college campuses here in the United States, where they constantly take every little aspect of a human person and break them off into subsets and et cetera. So finally, there's just so few points of similarity, of points of unity where these dialogues can happen. We just see radical factions and camps being built up with this faction trying to buy with this faction for the sake of what? For power over others, you know. And I think being united around Jesus Christ offers one a much more fruitful life and a much more complete and full life than sort of taking a principle of power as one's unifying idea and et cetera. But that's beside the point. So my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to give this little episode to you today so you understand maybe a little bit more about some aspects of religious life, why the witness of religious life is so important in today's world in a concrete and tangible way. And if you're a young person out there, man or woman, discerning a call to the consecrated life and particularly to the Carmelite way of life, please reach out to me. You can always contact me through my website, thefrankfryer.com. There you can go to the vocation tab and email me through that. Let me know about where you're at in your vocation or what you feel is going on, etc. Or if you just want to reach out to me and communicate maybe prayer intentions and etc., there's also a connect page there on my website, thefrankfryer.com. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that we are all called to be united in Jesus Christ because we are the body of Christ. So even though we may have a diversity of different people in that one body, we are still one body in Jesus Christ. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks again for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you want to follow more of what I'm doing here in relationship to my social media ministry, again, go to my website, thefrankfryer.com. You can find links to my YouTube channel there, the Frank Fryer YouTube channel. You can find links to my articles and my blogs and et cetera. And you can also contact me through that. Also, if you have time today, please make sure to give this little podcast episode a like. It really does let the people over at Breadbox Media know that you really value the work that we are trying to do as sort of your great source for Catholic podcast content. Thanks again, and know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.